everyone. Welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I am going to be learning with you about our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is definitely going to be a furry friend of ours, because we are covering the oh-so-wonderful fennec fox. This is, of course, a special listener episode dedicated to Steph, Alex, Violet, Lily, Ashlyn, Hannah, Olaf, and Leo. Thank you all for requesting this amazing animal, and I'm so excited to learn more about them. Today is also very special because it is our first episode with all of our new ambiances. All of our new ambiences come from George Vlad from mindfulaudio.com. It is because of his work that we are able to explore some of the most remote places on Earth. And so in the description or the show notes, I will post his YouTube channel and his website. So if you love amazing soundscapes, I encourage you to go check him out and subscribe and do all of that. A big thank you to George. And thanks to George, we will now all be able to go into some of the most remote places on Earth. Once a month, all of you who are on Patreon can vote on the next episode, and you guys voted on the fennec fox. So for exclusive content and voting on the next episodes and more, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts. And now, as always, I have three primary exhortations for you. The first is that you put on some comfortable and breathable shoes. We will certainly be needing that where we are going today. The second thing is that you notice perhaps where you are carrying some tension. It is most commonly in the shoulders, the neck, but it may be the arms or the legs for you. Everybody is truly different here, but regardless of where you are holding tension, my exhortation to you is the same. Do your best to fully relax your body. You can bring up some Jell-O and try your best to impersonate it. See the Jell-O, be the Jell-O. And the third thing I encourage you to do is to give your mind permission to wander and journey with me into the Western Sahara, where the fennec fox resides. This environment is truly a unique one. We are much used to crickets and birds and things like that. But here in this environment, we are showered with the sounds of wind that travels over rocks and blows sand from side to side. We can feel the sunshine giving our skin that warm embrace, and the wind blowing against us as if it wants us to take off and fly. But we are here in this wonderful place to look for something, and that something is the fennec fox. The fennec fox's scientific name is Vulpes zerda. That former word, vulpes, is simply the Latin word for foxes, while the term zerda comes from the Greek word zeros, which means dry. And this is, of course, pointing to the environment in which they live. This place is dry, and so their scientific name, Vulpes zerda, means something like dry fox. And so it is. The fennec fox is a small, crepuscular fox that is indigenous to North Africa, and specifically to the North African deserts. This goes from the Sinai Peninsula to the Western Sahara, in which we are today. This particular fox is characterized by almost comically large ears. The size of their ears have a multitude of functions, which we will get into in just a moment. But in general, the smallest type of fox is the one we are covering today. The fennec is a fan favorite and stirs curiosity and amazement in everyone that sees them. They are favorites on a lot of animal-type TV shows, and they are also featured as popular guests on late-night TV shows when animal experts come in. They are truly unique creatures. Their fur coats are fairly thick, and they will range in color from a reddish cream to an almost white. Here in this environment, the reddish to whitish color is fairly common, and so this will play an important role as a kind of passive camouflage. Their tails are bushy and will sport a black tip at the end, and their bellies or their undersides are a purely white color. Now, referring back to their size, they are from between 14 to 16 inches long, which is around 35 to 40 centimeters. For reference, that is about the size of a bowling pin or two bananas laid side by side. It is kind of a funny size comparison to use objects like that, but I find it helpful to place that in my mind. But in addition to their 14 to 16 inch long bodies, they have an additional 7 to 12 inches of tail. They weigh typically somewhere between 2 to 3 pounds, about 0.9 to 1.4 kilograms. But for their height, their ears will add an additional 4 to 6 inches, about 10.2 to 15.2 centimeters. They have ears that are in length about a third of their body. They have to be good listeners. And in fact, they do have some extraordinary hearing. In the desert, this place is rife with animals that burrow underneath the ground. The arid temperatures with the beating down of the sun, it encourages many creatures to burrow as often as possible. Animals here oftentimes must conserve their heat and their energy, and the coolness underneath the ground is a place they want to be. And their gigantic ears give them the ability to locate their prey underground. Their ears also have a dual-purpose function. In addition to helping them hear extraordinarily well, they also aid in thermoregulation. They help to dissipate any excess body heat on those hot days. So you can think of their ears maybe something like a chimney or a kind of air conditioner. So these ears and their fur are ways in which they are adapted to life in the desert. But this is not all. They also have paws that are heavily furred in order to give them traction when they are running on the shifting sands. You may have noticed when running on sand, perhaps on a vacation, on a beach somewhere, sand is not exactly a very stable substance. It moves and shifts around, and it makes it difficult to generate large amounts of power as the weight is constantly being dissipated through shifting sand. But the fennec fox, with their furred paws, gives them a lot more traction and power when running through the sand. It also protects their feet from the very hot terrain. Maybe you've been on a beach where you can't even walk on it barefoot because of how hot it is. And the sand is not only hot, but in the desert you have a ton of different rocks. These rocks can absorb heat very well, making them like lava to our bare feet. But the fennec fox need not worry about that. They are also able to go long periods without drinking any water. Through the prey they consume, they are able to hydrate themselves without the need for an explicit body of water. All of these things make for one very specialized little fox. This creature thrives in the desert where we would be probably pretty uncomfortable, especially those of us that live in the West or have gotten very used to air conditioning. Our ears are not terribly large like the fennec foxes, and so heat dissipation for us is a little bit more of a challenge. The fennec fox looks to be the only carnivore in the Sahara Desert able to live without free access to water. They get their moisture from their food, as we have learned, but also by licking the dew that forms in their dens. Their kidneys are specifically designed to conserve water and to conserve it very well. Now, you may be wondering, why does the fennec fox have a fairly thick coat of fur if they are here in the arid desert? wouldn't it make more sense for them to have no fur at all? But what we have to remember is that the desert in the daytime is definitely not the desert in the nighttime. It can get pretty cold on a desert night, while during the daytime here in the Sahara, it can reach temperatures of over 104 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 40 degrees Celsius. During the nighttime, it can get to be 25 degrees Fahrenheit, or negative 4 degrees Celsius on average. So from day to nighttime, there can be a change of over 80 degrees Fahrenheit, or 40 degrees Celsius. And so their thick fur helps to insulate them from these cold nights in the desert. But remember also that they have this sandy coloration that can range from a reddish brown to an almost white color. And this color, of course, helps them to be camouflaged in their environment, but it also helps to reflect heat away. So their fur is perfect for where they are. Now, as we learned before, the fennec fox is crepuscular. We have covered a lot of animals recently, actually, that are crepuscular, but I always redefine things in case you are listening for the first time. Crepuscular is describing something similar to nocturnal or diurnal. It is the time in which an animal is active, and so as a crepuscular creature, the fennec fox is mostly active during twilight. Twilight is the period of time that is either after sunset or before sunrise. This is a period of time in which the atmosphere and the sky is partially illuminated by the sun, where it is neither totally dark or completely lit. It makes for some pretty breathtaking views. So during the daylight, when the diurnal creatures are walking around, the fennec fox will be hiding out in their burrows to avoid the heat of the day. The fennec fox is a fantastic digger, and they can dig series of tunnels that can reach up to 32 feet or 10 meters in length. Oftentimes, this fox will make their dens to have multiple entrances and exits that will ensure their safety if there is maybe an invader of some kind. So the fennec fox makes its own little desert mansion. Now, during the twilight hours, they will be doing their eating and hunting. The fennec fox eats insects, including locusts and grasshoppers especially. But they will also be eating small rodents, birds and their eggs, and lizards. They will also supplement their carnivorous diet with things like roots and fruits and leaves, and this will help them to stay hydrated in that very dry environment. Their hunting will happen at night, and they will be hunting alone. They do not hunt in packs or groups in true fox fashion. So they will walk around at night and use those ears to try to locate their prey. Once they have detected something underneath the ground, they will use their quick digging skills to dig up their meal. While most of their prey is smaller than them, they can, and in fact do sometimes, get prey that is larger than them. There are cases in which fennec foxes take down fully grown rabbits. The fennec foxes that are in captivity, and in particular at the Smithsonian National Zoo, the fennec foxes will eat meat, fruits and vegetables, mice, and insects. Now, while this fox prefers to hunt alone, they can live in family groups of up to 10 foxes. There have even been cases in which there are multiple family groups that share one very complex den. One amazing thing about the fennec fox is their breathing rate. They will breathe at around 24 breaths per minute being the average. For reference, an average person will breathe somewhere between 12 and 20 times each minute. This fox, while it is at average or at rest, breathing 24 times per minute, when the heat begins to rise and to rise and becomes quite extreme, their breathing rate can climb to 690 breaths per minute. This mechanism helps again with thermoregulation. It helps keep their temperature stable while it is extremely hot and the sun is beating down on them. To go from 23 breaths per minute to 690 breaths per minute is simply astounding. Now, because these creatures are so well designed to be where they are, they can live a relatively long time in the wild. In human care, the fennec fox can live up to about 11 years of age, so in the wild we can kind of infer that it is a little less than that. Now, every year, fennec foxes will give birth to one litter of pups, and each litter will be between 2 and 5 little puppies. As is quite common, the little fennec foxes, when they are born, they will be completely blind. Their eyes will open after 8 to 11 days, and they will be able to walk and maneuver around after around 2 weeks. They will become fully mature from between 9 to 11 months, and go on to hunt on their own and all the rest. Now this creature, while they are very good listeners, they are also very good communicators as well. The first way in which they communicate is by marking. They are very territorial creatures, especially around mating season, and they will mark their terrain in much the same way that dogs do. They do not have any scent glands or anything specific like that. They do it the old-fashioned way. And apart from marking their territory, they communicate with a range of vocalizations. These sound like barks, whimpers, squeaks, shrieks, growls, chatters, or howls. They are a very vocal animal. And now let us go to the final fact, which is the name of this animal. Fennec. Where does this word come from, or what does it mean? Well, the term fennec was applied to the fennec fox in around 1790, and it describes a fox-like animal of Africa, which is exactly what we are covering today, and it comes from the Arabic word fennec or fanak, and it is a name that vaguely applies to various fur-bearing animals. The Arabic word fennec or fanak is applied to foxes, and so the fennec fox would be fox. The word fennec in Maltese is apparently also rabbit, but that is just an extra cool fact. And now let us move on to the review of the episode. This review was written by Deccan Luke, who wrote all the way from the United States of America, and Deccan writes, "I listen to this podcast when I go to bed, and it's so relaxing. I also love learning about animals. It's the best podcast I've ever listened to. Also, can you do an episode on the meerkat or glass frog? Thank you, Deccan, for the wonderful review. I'm so glad that you enjoy it when you go to bed and that it is a part of your nightly routine. The meerkat and the glass frog are both very good animals to cover. We need to do more amphibians or reptiles. I think we have covered a lot more mammals than anything else. But Deccan, I am so happy that you are a part of what makes the podcast so great. And that, of course, goes for all of you listening. If you love the show and have a minute or two, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts is one of the biggest ways you can help the show. It helps the show get better, it helps it to grow, so I always encourage that if you want to. To request an animal, you can do so by going to relaxwithanimalfacts.com and clicking on the Animal Request tab. If you would like to reach out for any other reason, you can do so by sending an email to relaxwithanimalfacts@gmail.com or by sending a message to the Instagram relaxwithanimalfacts. For more exclusive content and to vote on episodes every month, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts. A huge thank you again to George Vlad for his work. His YouTube channel is in the description, and I encourage all of you to go there, because with his ambiances and sounds, he has made the podcast just that much better. All of the facts that were used in this episode come from nationalzoo.si.edu, seaworld.org, monowayvet.com, atzanimals.com, eol.org, etimonline.com and measuringstuff.com. This episode would not have been possible without these things, and so I encourage you to check all of them out in the description. What an amazing animal we have covered today. The fennec fox is truly a creature made for the desert. It has so many different characteristics that allows it to call the desert its home, and a comfortable one at that. I hope you have all enjoyed this episode as much as I have, and I look forward to seeing you on the next podcast episode with the next animal. Take care.